I'm Matt Baum, and this is the Ministry of Hemp podcast, brought to you by ministryofhemp.com, America's leading advocate for hemp and hemp education. I've been talking to a lot of women who are doing very exciting things in hemp on the show recently, and today we're going to talk to another one. Her name is Raven Farber, and she is the CEO of a company called Eng Erotics. Raven doesn't directly work in CBD or hemp, but she does bring CBD into her business. You see, Raven works in sex toys, and she comes from an engineering background, and she is amazing. She's so fun to talk to, and you guys are going to hear my conversation with her real soon. Now, some of you might be saying, well, what does CBD have to do with sex toys at all? You'll see, trust me. But when I started thinking about the differences between the hemp market, specifically the CBD market and the sex toy market, they have a lot of things in common. Both industries have been battling a lack of education and understanding that can shunt them to darker, disreputable places. When it comes to CBD, you'll find less than reputable companies making all kinds of medical claims about how it'll cure your allergies and make you see better and cure your cancer. The same thing goes with the erotic sex toy industry. For too long, you've had to go to very male humor driven porn shops full of essentially joke memorabilia that doesn't do anyone any good. Raven found a way to not only help people enjoy sex, enjoy themselves, and accept themselves for who they are, but introduce CBD into their sex life as well, with some pretty cool results. While we don't get into the nitty-gritty of things, today's episode is going to be pretty explicit. So, if you have little ones, again, this might be a good headphones experience. But I'm really excited about talking to Raven, and I think you guys will think she's really cool, too. Here is my conversation with Raven Farber of Eng Erotics. Raven, welcome to the Ministry of Hemp podcast. Nice to have you aboard.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is really cool.
So tell me about, before we go into like the CBD stuff, tell me about Eng Erotics. Tell me about how this came about, because it sounds like you were kind of a nerd and you got interested in some stuff and just took it to its logical conclusion.
No, still am. I'm currently a nerd. Yeah, Eng Erotics is it's my first baby, I guess, next to my actual babies and my cat, which is my fur baby.
Okay.
Yeah. So I still am very much a nerd. I'm an engineer by profession. And I practiced in the corporate world for, 10 plus years, about 12, 13 years, I founded Eng Erotics while I was still working on the tail end of that. But yes, I'm a structural engineer. Went to CU Boulder here in Colorado, and got my bachelor's degree in architectural engineering and my master's degree in civil engineering.
Okay, let me stop you real quick here.
Yeah.
How do you go? And this is, I'm not downplaying what you do. I think what you do is necessary and important and kick-ass. Thank you for doing it. But how does one go from structural engineering to engineering erotica?
Well, I mean, they're
or not erotica, but erotic tools and whatnot.
Yeah, I know. I feel you. First of all, there are a lot of similarities between structural engineering and sex toys and sex in general, because structural engineers, we engineer things to stand up straight and not fall down. I mean, erections.
Yes.
We erect things.
Ideally, that's what the erection does, right?
Yeah. And I'm also trying to erect things over here. So the story is that my career in engineering and my career in sex toys, they were running alongside each other in parallel, believe it or not. So when I was in grad school, I was broke. I was broke and I didn't know that the recession was going to be a thing. I was just, I was about to go to grad school. And I actually started in direct sales. So I was a sex toy sales lady.
Oh, okay.
I did sex toy parties. Yeah.
Okay.
And I started doing that in grad school as a way to make some extra money. I was like, yeah, you know, I'll do this thing.
Sure.
And, you know, make some money. And what I didn't know is that I was going to like it a lot. And I didn't know I was going to be really, really, really good at it. And so I actually continued to be a sex toy consultant on the side while I was, you know, being an engineer during the week, working 40 plus hours a week during the week. And then, you know, on the weekends, I'd go make some extra change, you know, slinging dildos and talking about vibrators.
Sure.
And that's how I learned about sales and, you know, being in not just sales, but being able to sell, you know, something that's so personal and maybe even like taboo,
right,
and dirty.
Right.
Taboo, big air quotes,
yeah.
Taboo and dirty.
Yeah. It is not for just, you know, for the Ministry of Hemp does not think it is taboo or dirty, but yes.
I understand
what you're saying. This is a very puritanical show and we will not use those words.
You guys would have to bleep me out every other word.
No, don't worry about that.
So I, you know, learning how to sell a product and put the client at ease when it comes to buying their first vibrator, their first butt plug, you know, for whatever it is.
Sure.
And I met all kinds of women. I mean, I'd say like I did this like for nearly a decade. I mean, from the time that I was, oh gosh, I was just barely 22 up until, my late 20s. And for reference, I'll be 34 in March. So, I mean, I was an engineer in the corporate world,
okay,
and a sex toy sales lady for like about the same length of time. And during that time, you know, I really liked selling. I really liked, you know, I liked it. And I was finding that the direct sales route was not really what it was cracked up to be for
right.
me. And I wasn't really getting everything that I needed out of it. And I started to notice that in a variety of the things that were being offered, because, you know, it's direct sales. Like, you know, it's, I'm not, you know, would never bash anybody if, you know, for that's what they want to do, but you get your kit
sure.
and you have your catalog. Like, you know, you know, most consultants, you don't really get to choose what you're offering. You surely
right.
are not, you just surely don't have any say in the design process.
So this is the scientist nerd in you started to go,
yes, exactly.
I could make a better vibrator than that.
Exactly. I started to notice, design flaws, you know, things that could be very easily fixed
yeah.
if they were just designed a little bit differently. And I started noticing some real gaps in the market. I noticed that a lot of what we were offering and how we were marketing it, very heteronormative,
sure.
Very, very heteronormative. And I know for the longest time, I'm not going to mention any company names, obviously, but I know for the longest time that, you know, the idea was like, you know, to have a fun ladies only party.
Right.
And, you know, you can imagine how that's going to get muddied because you meet somebody who identifies as a woman and maybe they, you know, they have not gone through their transition. I mean, it's painful and expensive from what I understand. And it's like, you know, listen, I'm not going to like, you know, do ball checks at the door and reach my hand under somebody's skirt. Like, it made me really uncomfortable. So, you know, that whole premise. And then also, you know, the things that we were offering, you know, they weren't necessarily inclusive to other sexual identities, other gender identities.
Right.
And it was a very, yeah. And that's, you know, really, it's been, we've gotten better over the years. But, you know, historically, you know, the sex toy industry has been very status quo, very heteronormative.
That blows my mind because it just seems like if there's one industry that should fundamentally understand this stuff. You know what I mean? And be like, look, we're not taking anybody's crap and we're not judging anybody. If you want a toy, we got it for you. It seems like it should be the sex toy industry, right?
You would think that. You would think that. And you know, granted, things have gotten so much better over the past, you know, 8 or 10 years, but there was a period of time where it just wasn't. It wasn't that. It really was not that. I mean, you know, think back to this was like well before I knew anything about toys because I was little, I was a child, but, you know, late 80s, early 90s, like, you know, you'd go get sex toys from, you know, the seedy shop on the bad side of town.
Yeah.
And you had like, you know, a very basic, veiny, throbby looking dildo.
Yeah, and they were garbage. Colors. It was just garbage.
Yeah,
it was stuff that you bought for parties and jokes and whatnot.
Yeah. They weren't being marketed like they are now. They certainly weren't being marketed to women. They weren't being marketed to queer couples, trans couples. It wasn't there. And so, you know, you'd think that, you know, we still have a long way to go, you know, granted. And I'm finding that there are other companies that are, you know, trying to rehabilitate their image, for lack of a better term. But there are a lot of really great companies in sex tech right now that are really doing, like, leading the charge.
And like a lot of women fronted companies I've noticed too. It seems like a lot of women into the industry and said, you know what the problem is? There's too many dudes that are running this, and you guys all think it should be geared a certain way, you know?
Well, gosh, yeah. I mean, and you know, we're seeing, like, you know, it's 2019, and it's like we're still trying, like, women, you know, we're still trying to get our seat at the table. And you know, it's like there was, you know, this whole to do last year at CES and Laura DiCarlo, and they,
I don't,
you know,
okay,
rightfully,
CES, I don't know what that is.
The Consumer Electronics Showcase.
Oh, okay.
You know, you know, it's in Vegas.
Gotcha.
It's where you go to see all the latest tech gadgets, robotics, drones, this, that, and
it's
the other.
It's like going on right
and,
now.
And,
right?
It's going on right now. It's going on this week.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I know somebody who's there with her invention, and it's quite amazing. You know, and so, like, we're still fighting for our seat at the table. Like, you know, they have been having, you know, like VR porn and sex robots and stuff like that at CES. But as soon as, you know, you have like a woman owned company with a vibrator that's for women's pleasure, and that's what it is, like, oh, no. So this year is a bit different. There's a big handful of sex tech companies that are at CES this year. And I'm so pleased because, you know, that's, I'm so pleased. I mean, I'm
and
just
the more
like,
open,
you know,
we can be about this, the more normalizing we can be about it, the better we will all feel.
Well, yeah. And,
literally,
you know, and the thing is that it's a big market. It is a huge market. There's so much designing to be done, so much money to be made. And when the tide rises, all of the boats are going to rise.
Absolutely.
Like all of them, every single last damn one. So, yeah. So when I started noticing, you know, these gaps in the market, you know, this need for, you know, better design, better materials, I can't even remember, like, if I knew, I don't even think I'd heard the term sex tech. I just knew that, you know, I'm an engineer. I'd taken circuits. I like building stuff, you know, like, and for anything that I don't know how to do, like, you know, when you go to school and you're an engineer, well, you have a bunch of other friends that are also engineers too.
You call the right nerd,
you know,
they tell you where
what screw
needs to be tightened or whatever, you know,
yeah, pretty much.
Obviously I'm an engineer. I know what I'm talking about. You know,
obviously, you know, the engineer's always right. All you got to do is just like dig down real deep and just be like, I feel like an engineer today, you know, just real, real deep. You know, find your inner engineer. So
you knew sex tech existed. You just didn't know it was sex tech.
I didn't even really know what it was called. I just wanted to build. Can I cuss? I wanted to build shit.
You can cuss.
I'm cussing.
That's fine.
You know, like
trust
like,
me, this show is already explicit.
I just wanted to build some shit.
Sure.
And I didn't even know what the company was going to look like. I didn't know. I just knew that it was on my radar, and I started thinking about it probably 2 years before I actually founded Engerotics. And so I'm still in the corporate world. And a friend of mine introduced me to they're no longer in business, but a startup called Orgasmatronics.
Okay.
And I had the pleasure of meeting their founder, their CEO, and their team. And it just blew my mind. And I've told each and every one of them that was really like the catalyst. That was the inspiration. That was really when I knew without a shadow of a doubt that, yes, there was a place for engineering and science in the realm of sex toys. Because that company, you know, although it was not founded by a woman, it was founded by a physicist with a PhD. And I'm like, holy shit.
A nerd. There you go.
What is going on? And he's like doing videos about eccentricity and frequency and, you know, rotational vibration.
Oh, wow.
And he had his whiteboard and he's putting this on YouTube and writing equations and shit. And I'm like,
you're like, yes.
This
is what we need.
Where was this course in college? college? Where was this? And yeah. And so, and unfortunately, the company went under, and I was really sad to see that happen because, you know, what they were bringing to the table, was really cool. The concept, I mean, just, you know, orgasmatronics. I was like, yes.
Great and name. So, great name.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And so, I speak very highly of them because, you know, they were really my inspiration and affirmation that, yeah, this is a thing. Yes, absolutely.
So let me ask you from there, because I have to, obviously it's the show about hemp, so we need to bring it back to hemp.
Yeah.
But from there, you start building your own superior, well-engineered sex toys driven for women, for trans couples, for just about anybody who needs one. How do we get to CBD?
Oh gosh. Well, you know, happen? After we like, yeah, I mean, we could be, yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah, this is a hemp show and we could, we might have to do edition two
this
because it's a wild ride. And there's like a whole like thing about the sex toys and what we do, because like, you know, there's a difference between being the inventor and being the engineer, and that's a whole different thing, but CBD. All right. Yeah. CBD. So CBD, CBD came to find me. Quite literally, I didn't even know we were going to be working with CBD. I had no clue. Yeah. I had no idea at all. So we have a private group on Facebook, you know, the Engirotics community. And it's basically like, you know, like we have conversations like you and I are having, like I do Facebook Lives.
Sure.
And, you know, it's where I gather feedback because I want to give the people what they want. You know, it's a safe space where we can talk about sex and all that stuff. So one day somebody posts in the group, hey, you know, Raven, what do you think about CBD infused lubricant and THC infused lubricant? And, you know, to be completely honest with you, I had been out of the loop because I'd been in the corporate world for a long time. And the firm that I was at, right before I made the leap to become an entrepreneur, you know, like I think I can call myself that these days. I think I qualify. sometimes I'm like, what the hell am I doing with my life? So I honestly had no clue because I had been my previous firm and the firm before that, you know, they did randoms and there was a zero tolerance thing. And so I didn't anything.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I didn't use any topicals. I didn't vape. I didn't smoke anything. I went to school in Boulder. So, I mean, I'm very we're 420 friendly.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I just, you know, I just couldn't, cause I didn't want to risk losing my job. And so, I have no clue. I have no clue. Let me ask. Cause there were other people that I knew, in the space. And, you know, one of the first people that I asked, was, one of the founders at Steep Fuse Coffee in Boulder, Colorado.
Okay.
And, Devin. Yeah. 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 Him and I went to high school together.
Oh, cool.
And I reached out to him and I was like, hey, I got this question. Don't know. You know, I'm like reaching out to people. Like I need people who are like, you know, current 420 hemp CBD THC people. Tell me what's going on. Cause I don't know how to answer this question. And so, long story short, the idea was pitched to me that, you know, perhaps maybe Engirotics should dive into this realm and create CBD infused intimate body care products. And I thought about it and I realized there was certainly a need for that. I mean, you know, on the chemical engineering side, on the formulation side, because, you know, sex toys and CBD, you know, they don't seem like they're related, but they actually have a lot of things in common. I mean, neither one of them are regulated.
That's
for
one
quality
of the things
and safety.
That, like when I first heard your name and what you were doing, I said to myself, oh my God, this makes perfect sense. And like, how did no one think of this yet?
You know,
that's what blew my mind.
Sure, well, that's the thing. I'm sure that many people have, but you know, it's like a lot of people have an idea. Just about everybody has an idea. And I have no doubt that, you know, there have been probably half a dozen other people that maybe thought about launching a company like this, but it's, you know, it's in the execution. I mean,
right.
Too often, like, you know, I have an idea and one day I'm going to do this idea. And it takes a lot of work.
Of course.
To actually, the execution is, So, you know, I was very intrigued And I'm like, I think that there is definitely a need for this. And, you know, we're going to see regulation for quality and safety on the CBD side long before we do on the sex toy side, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
And that's because, yeah, because of, you know, societal stigma and whatnot. But, you know, there's even something, you know, stigmatized and taboo about CBD. Like I hear it every day. Like, oh, yeah. I want to give my mom-in-law, you know, one of your salve sticks for her, you know, whatever, you know, she's got pain, whatever the case may be, but you know, she's never touched anything cannabis right. related.
She's
I don't know how
she would
feel about it.
Or like,
yeah. But I mean, and it's, you know, once we started diving into it, I was really blown away by what the demand was. I was really shocked by how many people didn't realize you could use CBD to enhance the sexual experience. And I was even more shocked to learn that people did not know that there's no regulation here.
Yeah.
There have been plenty of people that have been injured by, you know, subpar sex toys with toxic materials,
sure.
bad wider, but you never hear about those things, you know. But if you, you know, find somebody who's an ER nurse or an EMT, like those stories.
Oh, yeah. They've got plenty of them, sure.
I mean, sex sent me to the ER. I forget what channel it comes on, but there's a reason why. There's, you know, like, it happens.
So can I ask, when you said, like, how CBD enhances, can you explain that? Like, how does it work in your products? Like, maybe just walk me through one of your products, how it's used and what it's used for.
Well, you know, CBD has been, I mean, as I'm sure you tell me if I'm telling you something, you know, you're at the Ministry of Hemp, all right? Like you know all of this shit.
No, but we're here to learn. Don't worry about it. We're here to learn.
So, we know that it can act as a vasodilator,
right.
you know, and get, you know, more blood flow going. And when there's more blood flowing into an erogenous area, you know, the sensitivity is apt to increase.
That makes sense. When, yeah. I mean,
yeah. Yes, you know, so, you know, when you apply, you know, a CBD topical to the clitoris, or you use it internally on the G-spot, or you use it on the penis, you know, it has the potential to create more sensitivity for an enhanced experience. And of course, you know, your mileage may vary, like everybody is different. So, you know, depending upon, you know, things like, you know, age, you know, do you use tobacco? You know, what's your medical history? You know, what kind of medications are you on? Like, have you been using alcohol tonight? Like, these are all things that, you know, I know, like, when I've been drinking, you know, my reaction to CBD is a little bit different because, like, I feel a little bit, you know,
absolutely. Yeah. Like, I've had CBD in cocktails and stuff, and it is a different sensation.
It's different. It is. It's very different. It's, you know, so I always tell people, like, you know, part of the fun, you know, is really experimenting to see how it works for you. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, I find that, you know, for a number of people, it helps to prolong the experience.
Really?
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's like, you know, while, you know, increasing your sensitivity, getting you out of your own head, you know, especially if you've been, you know, if you've been vaping, I'm not limiting it to, we don't do vape, but, you know, just, you know, say you, you know, decided to vape CBD, you know, it helps you to get out of that, you know, anxious level.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm a mom. Like my head is like all over the place. And sometimes it's like, you know, for us women, especially, you know, when we're worried about the kids, we're worried about doing the, you know, we got to do the school project and all of that stuff. Like, how the hell do you get in the mood for sex? Like, how do you, like, when your mind is just like scattered? Or maybe, you know, for us women who are postpartum,
absolutely.
You know, it's like we don't look like we did when we were 20. I sure don't, you know, and it's like, you know, gosh, I feel so self-conscious. And, you know, after having used CBD, it's really a good way of getting out of your own head and getting into a more relaxed headspace.
Right.
So you can have an orgasm, you know, and that's like just the mental benefits, you know, outside of anything that's happening, you know, in your vagina, on your vagina,
right.
you know, on your vulva.
You're not thinking about it. You're just enjoying.
Yeah, absolutely. But I've had clients of mine, you know, write into me and tell me about how it's helped them to increase lubrication, how it's helped them, you know, they have more sensitivity, they're able to have more orgasms. It's helped, you know, prolong their partner. I mean, it's been all across the board. And since people are so different, you know, it's like, I can never tell people, like, it's going to do this for you.
Yeah, but that's,
all I know is
that's the same
it's
with
gonna be
any
good.
CBD product. That's the same.
I mean,
like, people, like, anyone who's making the hardcore claims, it does this, it does that, is probably a liar. But we know it helps with anxiety. We know it helps, like you said, take you out of that headspace. It helps mellow you out. And it would make sense that, yes, if you introduce it into an erogenous zone, chances are it's going to absorb the same way and have similar properties. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. And you know, we would, you know, I am not a doctor. I am an engineer. Like, none of us are doctors. I mean, we're all engineers and scientists, you know? And we're our formulation specialist. She's very good at telling us, you know, this is what you can and cannot say. It's why we do our labels the way that we do, and this, that, and the other. We, you know, but I can tell you that, you know, a number of our clients have written into me and said, hey, I have this condition, you know, in my intimate area, and it's made it easier for me to have sex, you know.
That's incredible.
And so, yeah, I wonder if we're in this area where there's new hope for women who have things like, you know, vaginismus, vulvodynia, endometriosis. Like, I wonder if we're, like, you know, in this space where, you know, like, there are a lot of women that have, you know, they want to have sex, but it's very painful, very difficult, even impossible for them to have sex. Like, imagine what, you know, maybe this could help them. So, you know, so I tell people, like, listen, go to town. Like, it's going to do what it's going to do. Like, I can't guarantee that it's going to, you know, do something specific. You know, your results will vary. They will vary. But I can say that you're going to have a really good time. You know, it's like, it's been a very rare occurrence that, you know, somebody's told me, like, you know, your product didn't do anything for my sex life. Like, you know, I'm just so thrilled that, you know, that our products are helping people, and people are loving what we're doing. So, you know, it came to me. CBD, like, you know, came to find us. Like,
so what do you guys offer right now, CBD wise, at ENG? Is it Eng Erotics or ENG Erotics?
Eng Erotics. Engineered Erotics.
Like,
yeah,
I kept looking at it. I'm like, how am I going to? Eng?
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. We offer a few different things in a variety of different versions right now. We started our product line with our soothing salve stick. We call it the original. We retroactively named it the original formula.
Okay.
And it is formulated with coconut oil and cocoa butter. It contains 500 milligrams of CBD. And when we launched that, we had a bunch of people that were like, well, hey, I want to try it too, but I'm allergic or sensitive to coconut oil.
Right.
What can you do for us? So now we also have a coconut-free version of the soothing salve stick, and it's formulated with mango butter in lieu of the coconut oil and deodorized cocoa butter. So it's virtually, I mean, they're both, neither one of them are scented. But you know, the, coconut free version, you know, it doesn't really smell like anything. So we started with the 500 milligram, soothing salve sticks, and then we created our extra strength 1000 milligram salve sticks. Again, you know, original formula and coconut free. And then after that came the soaking sand bath shots, which, if I'm being honest, like, I didn't even want to do. Like, I was like, what do you guys mean you want us to make, like, you want us to do what?
Like a bath and bomb, people, basically? Or we just,
well,
drop
no,
it in
no,
and-
no, no. So we don't do bath bombs. Like, my formulation specialist and I, we had a really long conversation about bath bombs and why we don't do them. And it basically boils down to efficacy.
Okay.
You know, and you know, with CBD being oil soluble.
It is so good to hear somebody say something that makes sense in these.
Like, yeah. I threw that. I said efficacy, damn it. Like, how many people, you know, it's like, it's not a buzzword. It's something that, you know, we really care about. So, so our soaking sand bath shots, they come in 4-ounce vials and they look like, you know, they kind of look like kinetic sand. If you ever played with that as a kid, you know, I play with it now. I mean, I got kids, so whatever.
It's,
you know,
super fun.
And so you dump the whole thing into your bathtub, and it is, they are 20 milligrams of CBD each. They come in a variety of different scents that we blend, custom blend in house. Dump the whole vial into your bath water and you soak, and it feels like your body has had a glass of wine, but your inhibitions are not affected at all. So it's like your whole body is just like, I mean, like, the bath shots will get you right. And the cool thing about those is that they're formulated in such a way where the CBD is evenly dispersed throughout the water. So, you know, if you've got like a big fancy, you know, tub that you can soak right on up to your neck, like that's a very good thing. Right.
Is it like an oil that kind of sits on the top of the water when you get in, it just coats you? Is it like that?
No, it doesn't even sit on top of the water. It's evenly dispersed, really? Just hangs out suspended. Yeah.
That is
on
cool.
The top, like from the top down to the bottom. And we found that, you know, our testing showed that the efficacy was much better. So, you know, we don't plan on doing, you know, bath shots and, you know, to be honest, or excuse me, bath bombs. We don't plan on doing bath bombs. And our followers, they're like, we want something for the bath. I was like, what does that have to do with getting it in at night? And they're like, well, you got to relax. And yeah. I was like, oh,
there
oh,
you go.
But I mean, you see, I'm a mom. I haven't had time for that shit. And, you know, since we released those, I have become an occasional bath taker. I still don't have time, but I take time out to use my own bath shots. So
fair
we have
enough.
Those. And then we have our Eau Nectar massage oil.
Okay.
We don't have a CBD infused lubricant because personal lubricants are classified as a class 2 medical device by the FDA.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, and listen, we're still on the come up. Like, I don't have like a whole pile of money to fight the FDA. So we don't want to piss them off.
Right.
But we're marketing it's a massage oil and it is safe for intimacy. And it's very good for erotic massage. It's good for foreplay. It's good for intercourse. It's good for backdoor play. Like, it's good with toys. And it works. It's not safe with latex though, because it's you know, oil based, of course. But those come in a variety of different scents as well. We also have an unscented version in both the bath shots and the Eau Nectar. And then last year we released we call it body polish, and it's a CBD infused sugar scrub.
Oh, okay.
Very gentle. It's good for your intimate areas, but you know, to have a CBD infused bath with, you know, a partner or a group of people, we don't judge. I mean, we're not here to, you know, and you get that real sensual, you know, scrub down, and you want to get that, you know, you want to get the vibe right. You can't just jump right into it. I mean, you can't just like, boom, there it is. Like, you know, draw that bath, you know, soak in the CBD, get your little scrub on, you know, like that sort of thing.
Foreplay, baby, some romance, you know, come on.
And it's like, gosh, I'm like, I feel like such a hypocrite because it's like, you know, with two kids, it's like, where do you the hell? I'm lucky if I get a quickie.
Yeah. You're like, I got 15 minutes. Let's get it.
You know,
get it
it's
going.
Like, it's like the kids are asleep. Do I want to watch TV?
Right.
Do I want to go to sleep? Do I want to have sex? Like, pick one.
Right.
You know, maybe two, but you can't have all three.
Nope.
Otherwise you can't, you're exhausted, you know, more so than you already are. So, so that is what we currently offer. You know, going into 2020, you know, we're going to be doing some R&D with water soluble CBD.
Very cool.
You know, we're focusing mostly on toy R&D for 2020. We have a pressure sensitive dildo that we're working on.
Oh.
And I'm very excited.
That's very cool.
it's cool. We're essentially, you know, picking up where Orgasmatronics left off with the team's blessing, of course.
Of course.
I talked to each one of them and I'm still in contact with them. And I said, you know, I would be privileged and honored to work on this and to bring it back and get it to where it needs to be. So, so we'll be focusing, you know, mainly on mechanical device R&D in 2020. And, you know, maybe releasing a couple new things on the CBD side, but, you know, probably not. We're not in any rush.
Sure.
Our current product lineup is really solid. You know, people seem to love it. I love it.
I'm excited to try it. I think I've got a box coming. I'm super excited to try it.
Yeah. No, so. you have a box coming. I've got to
awesome.
Send that email. And
there's something to be said about, and I was looking at your site. It's a great site and it's very inclusive and
Thank
it's very
you.
Body positive. And there's
Thank
something
you.
To be said about going to a place like that where, you know, someone not only thought about this, but they put work into it and not just their own products, but the products they've selected. And I think you're doing an amazing job at that.
Thank you. I have to say, I would be remiss if I didn't, you know, shout out the designer who did my website, but her name is Laura Russo, and she runs Yay Graphic Design. And she is the reason why we have the look and feel that we do, you know, because initially I was pumping all my money into R&D,
right,
and we didn't really have money to focus on aesthetics. So she did our website overhaul, she did our rebranding, and she really helped us level up.
She did a great job.
And it's like,
it feels like a safe place to go to buy stuff like this.
And I think she nailed it. And I want for
dark
people
corners
to,
on the internet, you know, where you should be careful. So
it's really important. You know, I think like you nailed it. A lot of people don't feel safe with this sort of like, what if somebody finds out, what if I go to a sex toy store and I see somebody that I know,
right? When my boss, you know, is like, there, or like, what if somebody sees me outside, or sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really like at the heart of what we do, you know, aside from safety and quality and science and engineering and all that jazz, it's like, it's making people feel safe and cared for. And, you know, and we really want to be a place, like we want to set the tone that, you know, you can have a big air quotes, because it's a podcast, prestigious, respectable engineering firm that's working on sex toys.
Right.
There's no reason why this can't be respectable per se.
Absolutely. And like we said earlier, the more open we are about it and the more comfortable we make people with it, the better we will all feel about it. And I think
we have
it
to normalize the conversation.
I think it goes beyond the fact that you guys are being respectful or you are being reputable. I think it's the fact that you listen. I think it's the fact that
we try,
you listen and
we
you
try
hear what
so
people
hard.
Want. And, you know, and that's how you said CBD found you. I think it is amazing. And that's why I brought you on the show, because you're the only person I've heard of doing this. And I think it's incredible.
You know, being a minority, being a Black woman, there aren't really a lot of founders in either the sex tech space or CBD that look like me.
Absolutely. Women, period, let alone Black women. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it's that like, is changing.
It's
We've seen a lot of that changing. And like, I've been interviewing a lot of women that are coming into this industry, the hemp industry, that is, not so much the sex toy industry, but they're coming in and saying, well, there's a right way to do this, and I'm going to step in and do it. And whether it's farming or, you know, or creating a tincture, or I just spoke to a woman that is making like hemp nutrition bars that are amazing. And she's like, I saw a niche and I went for it. And it sounds like that's exactly what you've done. Raven, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show.
Oh,
this has been fantastic. Thank you so much.
I've never been on a podcast before. So.
As you obviously heard, I had a blast talking to Raven. She is the coolest. She is a mom. She is a scientist. She is a nerd. She's into CBD, and she makes sex toys, which puts her right up there in my top five most interesting people that I've probably ever spoken to. And of course, you will be able to find links to Engerotics and all of their products in the show notes for this episode. Next time on the show, bring your appetite, because we are going to be talking hemp in food again, and I might even do a little bit of cooking. As always, I want to thank everyone that has been supporting the Ministry of Hemp podcast. You guys have been great, and you can hit me with all your opinions, your thoughts, and your questions. You can email me at matt@ministryofhemp.com, or you can call the Ministry of Hemp phone line at 402-819-6417 and leave a message. And you might just hear your question answered on the show by myself and Kit O'Connell, editor-in-chief of ministryofhemp.com. Speaking of ministryofhemp.com, make sure to get over there and check out Kit's picks for the best CBD salves, creams, and topicals of 2019. And while you're there, be sure to subscribe to the Ministry of Hemp newsletter so you can be the first to hear about all the exciting news, reviews, and educational stuff that we are doing at ministryofhemp.com. If that's not enough for you, follow us on Twitter at Ministry of Hemp or on Facebook /Ministry of Hemp. As always, you can find a full written transcript of this episode in the show notes as well, because at the Ministry of Hemp, we believe that an accessible world is a better world for everybody. But right now, this is your host, Matt Baum, saying be sure to take care of yourself, take care of others, and make good decisions, will you? This is the Ministry of Hemp podcast, signing off.